This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
13 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check, check. There we go.
106.7. Positive.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, school solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. Even see the fly. Your story matters. Absa.
Court of Appeal suspends enforcement of $29.6 million debt owed by KCM to CEC. Government dismisses Given Luinda's claims on free and fair elections. In global news, leader of South Africa's second largest party will not seek re-election. With the news in detail, my name is Mutale Mulenga. The Court of Appeal has granted Konkola Copper Mines KCM permission to appeal to the Supreme Court against a judgment that deemed Copperbelt Energy Corporation CEC a preferential creditor. The court has also stayed the execution of the 5th October 2025 judgment, which previously found KCM owing CEC over $29.6 million. A full panel of the court comprising judges Justine Chashi, Petronella Ngolobe and Annie Banda Bobo in a ruling dated 28th January 2026 found that KCM's intended appeal met the statutory requirements under Section 13, Number 3 of the Corporate Insolvency Act and has reasonable prospects of success. The court also directed that the dispute be determined by the Supreme Court and ordered that enforcement of the disputed debt be suspended pending the Supreme Court hearing. KCM has lodged 5 grounds of appeal with the Supreme Court seeking various relief, among them a decision on whether a preferential debt can be treated as a contract without meeting the liquidation threshold requirements of the Corporate Insolvency Act and whether a company in liquidation may lawfully incur winding up costs under a debt settlement scheme of arrangement. The dispute dates back to a High Court approval of a creditor scheme of arrangement on June 28, 2024, which was varied by the Court of Appeal on October 9, 2025, when CEC was pronounced a preferential creditor for more than $29.6 million. Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa has dismissed remarks by Patriotic Front faction leader Given Luinda that a free and fair election under the UPND administration is far-fetched, describing them as a political false alarm. Speaking to the media in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Mwetwa said such statements by the opposition amount to an early concession of defeat ahead of this year's general election. Mr. Mwetwa, who is also Information and Media Minister, said the opposition's internal chaos and disunity have rendered it capable of making reckless statements. He challenged opposition leaders to articulate why Zambians should entrust them with leadership instead of issuing what he described as baseless and inappropriate remarks. Meanwhile, Mr. Mwetwa also challenged Citizens First President Harry Kalabat to name a single individual whom President Hakainde Hichilema has allegedly shielded from corruption, following claims by the opposition leader that corruption under the UPND government would be exposed once it leaves office.
Those assessments by Honorable Given acting president of a PF faction are unsubstantiated and therefore senseless and highly inappropriate. We therefore dismiss the same with the attendant contempt and condemnation because this is political false alarm just a few months before we go to the general election. But then, we do understand that the opposition in their current state of chaos and disunity are now able to say anything today and tomorrow, say something diametrically opposed to what they said yesterday.
Our Civic Duty Association, OCIDA, has endorsed the UPND for the August 2026 general election, saying the ruling party has stuck to its low obligation of economic discipline, respect for institutions, calm decision-making and commitment to the national unity. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, OCIDA's spokesperson, Simwinji Sininji, has cited increased allocation of Constituency Development Fund, CDF, to 40 million kwacha, introduction of free education and debt resolution, among others, as fulfillment of the UPND's promises while it was in opposition. He has emphasized that Zambia is in a recovery phase and that changing leadership risks disrupting reforms, investor confidence, infrastructure expansion, youth empowerment programs and institutional strengthening. Meanwhile, Mr. Simwinji has urged government to formalize small-scale mining, expedite constituency delimitation, eliminate load shedding, ensure timely farmer payments, and bring lawful closure to the burial of former President Edgar Lungu.
Our position as OCIDA is we are convinced that Zambia is on the recovery path. Foundations for long-term prosperity are being laid, and the nation is in capable hands. We therefore call upon the people of Zambia to support continued stability and sustained development in August 2026 general election by voting for President Hikainde Hichilema and the UPND Alliance.
Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Minister Mulambo Haimbe says Zambia's participation in critical minerals engagement in Washington, D.C. is aimed at ensuring that the country's mineral wealth benefits the Zambian people. Mr. Haimbe is in the United States at the invitation of U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio to attend the inaugural critical minerals ministerial organized by that country's State Department. Speaking upon arrival in Washington, D.C. ahead of the meeting, Mr. Haimbe says the engagement is in line with Zambia's economic diplomacy agenda, which seeks to attract strategic partnerships that will contribute positively to the realization of the country's mineral potential for national development and improved well-being of citizens. He says Zambia's participation underscores the country's commitment to international cooperation and sustainable development, adding that the meeting will focus on global value chains for critical minerals, including their consumption and trade dynamics. Mr. Haimbe stressed that mineral beneficiation must be pursued in a manner that ensures the country gains more value locally rather than relying on the export of raw materials.
Our participation is based on the principles that have already been put forward by the President, strategic partnerships, equal partnerships, with the component of ensuring there's value addition within Zambia, that there's beneficiation in a way that Zambia benefits, and not necessarily in terms of the export of raw materials. So we will be having these discussions with our peers from around the world. 55 other countries will be participating in this meeting, and we'll be having these strategic conversations and discussions.
In global news, South Africa's Democratic Alliance DA leader, John Steenhuisen, says he will not seek re-election as the party's leader in April, a move that may threaten the stability of the coalition government. The DA, South Africa's second largest party, entered into a coalition with its arch-rival, the African National Congress, ANC, in 2024 after it lost its parliamentary majority, a blow for the party. Steenhuisen took over leadership of the pro-business DA in 2019 and currently serves as agriculture minister in President Cyril Ramaphosa's government. The BBC reports on other world news stories.
Armed groups have killed dozens of people in attacks on a remote village in northern central Nigeria. Shops and houses were set ablaze in Kwara State, and several people are missing. It's the deadliest attack in the region this year. Peace talks between Ukraine and Russia are to be held in Abu Dhabi, with Moscow's demand for territorial concessions the main sticking point. On Tuesday, President Zelensky accused Russia of choosing terror over diplomacy after it resumed attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure in freezing temperatures. The International Energy Authority is warning warning that the future of renewable energy depends on the equitable sharing of rare earth minerals. China controls most